Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Come on, Holy Spirit. Usher in this room.
Spiritual Sunday. I'm your host, Lavina Polite, and of course it feels good to be back on the air with everyone this evening. I do want to apologize for the late start today. We had a very busy day from one end of the island to the other end of the island to back home. So I must say it has been a busy day, but with the grace of God, we're home and we're one piece and we're ready to do the show. We will be doing Spiritual Sunday for an hour from 8 to 9 this evening. We definitely weren't going to put a repeat on. We had to just do it and just adjust the time. So with all of that being said, we're just going to open up in prayer and then we're going to start taking our first callers. I believe we have a TC Holland holding, so I'll just open up in prayer. And then after I open up in prayer, we'll go to a song, and then we'll start bringing the callers on. Heavenly Father, I come to you in prayer, asking you to protect and cover over all of the GQ Palace hosts, from the CEO of GQ Palace Radio as a whole, as well as all of the hosts and all the members, the callers, all of the supporters of GQ Palace Radio. Heavenly Father, just ask you for prayer for so many people today. I'm going to ask for prayer for Ethel LeMay, who's going to be having some tests on tomorrow, as well as Sheila Cumberbatch. And we're just asking you that you protect and just cover over the doctor's hands and be able to allow them the strength and the wisdom that they'll need to be able to explain exactly what's going on with both of them in the way that they will understand it and they can deliver the message to amongst the family members, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I'm asking for prayer for William Arnold, who is actually a diabetic that went into a stroke and then ended up having bypass surgery, dear Lord. And we're just asking you to just wake him up. He hasn't been waking up since Sunday, and he is in a coma. And we're just asking that you're able to just wake him up and just give him the strength to keep pushing, give him the strength to just keep pushing and keep carrying on and be able to get the health and the strength that he needs that he's able to function. And we're just praying that you're able to touch his kidneys, dear Lord, and just touch his kidneys and get them functioning the way that they need to be functioning so that he can still be here, dear Lord. He has so many things to do and just be a role model for his children. And we're asking that if you're able to heal him, dear Lord, that he will do the right thing and be able to just uplift his family and just be a positive role model for them and just keep them motivated at all times. Heavenly Father, I'm asking for prayer for my sister Andrea Robinson and my niece Courtney Mary. We're asking for just prayer for that they'll be able to just come together in one accord and just be positive to each other and just be, you know, a role model for one another and just know that whatever storm that has them up against the fence right now, dear Lord, that you're the one that can fix it for them. And I'm praying that you'll be able to just give them the strength that they need to be able to just seek you first and not listen to everyone else, dear Lord. Just be able to just uplift their spirits and just let them know that one storm doesn't mean that it's the end of the world, dear Lord, and that you'll be able to give them strength. They just have to seek you first. Father God, I'm just asking for prayer for Sister T.C. Holland as well and just praying that her grandson has safe travels and that he's able to do what he needs to do and that she's able now to be able to do everything that you called her to do and keep her focused and keep her thirsty in the Lord. We're praying for Rachel Hargrove as well, dear Lord. We're asking for prayer for her just to be able to motivate her and just uplift her and find peace within her, dear Lord, and just give her the strength to be able to exercise the way she wants to exercise and to motivate her to be able to conquer everything that she needs to conquer, dear Lord. And we're asking that she's able to not have so many jobs, dear Lord, and be able to have maybe one or two that's able to pick up the pieces and survive and just give her everything that she needs in one to be able to take care of her family so she is a positive role model for her children, dear Lord. And as her family members, we're looking at her and we're just thanking you for just giving her strength to be able to do everything that she's doing, dear Lord. We're praying for Angie Smith as well. She's been gone for a while, but, you know, we're hoping and praying that she's at a good place in her life, dear Lord. And we're just asking you to just protect her and just cover over her as well. We're praying for all the members, as I said, and all the hosts of GQ Palace Radio, as well as Christopher Dinkins, the mayor. We're praying for him, as well as the Belvins as well, and their wonderful bundle of joy. I know this was her first 4th of July, and I'm sure it was a wonderful 4th of July for her, and we're just praying that you're able to just cover over Brother KL as he travels through state to state over the summer, selling his books and as well as trying to finish another book as well. We're just asking you to just give him the strength and just keep him aware of his surroundings, dear Lord, so that he's able to be able to travel to state and just handle everything that you've called him to do. And we're wishing him many blessings in the sales of his books and the knowledge that he's able to give to everyone, dear Lord. Dear Lord, I'm asking for prayer for the Lattimore family. We're just asking you just to touch them and just be able to bring them together, dear Lord, and know that, you know, one family's down, but we're all together as one, all together as one, dear Lord. And we're hoping that everyone finds peace within and be able to encourage one another and give them the strength that they need to survive on a day-to-day basis, dear Lord. Dear Lord, that's my humble prayer in Jesus' name. Amen.
looks different now than when it did before. But there's no road that God can turn into an open door. All you need, you already have. He's more than this world. Your hands and lift your voice. I speak victory. God is on. He's on your side. On your side, he's more than if the whole world was against us. So change your clothes, put on your new shoes. It's a new day. There are new garments, trade those ashes for garments of praise. You've already won, you're already victorious, you're coming through. There's already
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. We're going to bring on our first caller. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
This is T.
Hey, T.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm blessed. A little lonely, but I'm blessed.
Aww.
this past week has really been just trying, you know, the devil was very busy, and I prayed, you know, on the decision of my grandbaby, and we all came to grips, him, my daughter, and my his father, his daddy, and he wanted to go home, and I decided that, you know, hey, I talked with them, and I told them, I said, y'all got one time to mess up, you mess up, I'm coming to get my baby. And y'all will see him when I let you see him. So it's been, last night was kind of rough for me, you know. Today I've been looking for him, and if he was here, I wouldn't be locked at the house right now either. Because my baby, that's the first thing he grabs is the keys, right? I come bouncing out the door, you know, I always lock my bottom lock. Even though I'm sitting out in front, you know, I still lock the bottom lock. So I get ready to go in there. I say, oh, God, it's about that time, you know, so I could go in the house and do Spiritual Sunday. Well, lo and behold, then I'm looking around, where are my keys?
Oh, my God.
So I got to wait for the maintenance man.
But, well, at least you're right there, though. Look, and you got
exactly.
Some people on your phone.
Look, I grab them when I don't grab nothing else. That was like, well, at least I got my phones. I can call in, you know, and give my testimony and just thank God. Oh, and before I forget, which I won't forget, I want to want you all to keep my little niece, well, actually, you know, it's my adopted brother here in Jersey. His five-year-old daughter is in the hospital in ICU. They don't really know what's going on. They do know that one side of her brain is not functioning like it should. She doesn't know really anybody. So she's having, like, little mini seizures, but it's not with the convulsions and everything. And they're trying to, you know, they have done a couple of sonar taps, but every time they do it, even with her being sedated, she's coughing. So blood is getting into the fluid, you know, and they're not getting a, you know, a final reading. So they're giving her medication. She's coming around a little bit, but she's still, like, in that state that don't really know what's going on with her life.
Right, right.
So, you know, she's only 5 years old, and I, you know, just want everybody to keep her in prayer and everything.
Okay.
You know,
definitely
will. You know, I appreciate you, you know, praying for my grandbaby, and y'all can definitely keep him and his parents and myself in your prayer, you know, because the devil is definitely busy all the time. So, you know, and trust and believe that I didn't want to let him go, but I had to, you know, because, you know, we've talked about this, sis, and showed me so many and told me so many different obstacles to go, you know, and it was a very, very hard decision for me. Believe me, it was very, very hard. But when they assured me that, you know, that they would do the right thing, then, you know, I had to think about, you know, it is their child. I have to give them a chance at least, you know.
Of course.
And
of course.
Like I told them, you only get one chance. You know, normally it's three strikes you out. Now one strike you out with me. So,
but,
you know, because
you know
he's been through too much.
Right, but, you know, the good thing is that he's able to communicate with you and let you know if something's wrong, you know.
Yes.
And that's one thing.
That's the blessing.
He's able to tell you, you know. So everything, you know, everything will be all right. Just got to pray about it and just, you know, pray, you know, we'll pray that definitely God gives them the patience, you know, to be able to deal with him because it's a transition, you know, it's definitely a transition.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure that, you know, everyone's aware of the transition. And it's a big responsibility, you know, but we're thankful, you know, that they were able to step in, you know, and say, okay, well, you know what, I want to do it.
You know, because actually his father hasn't been in his life like that, but he loves his father, you know, and now that he wants to be a man and be a father, you know, I want to give him that chance, you know, because you never know how a person is going to react until you give them that chance to prove to you that, hey, this, I can do this, you know.
Right, you know what I say? There's always a reason for something, you know.
Yes,
and
yes,
you want to make sure that as long as that reason wasn't because harm was being done, you know, you don't want to, you know, block that person out and say, okay, well, you know what, you don't exist, you know, because that to me, that's the worst thing. If you can't pay, let's just say you can't pay child support or something like that, you know, I believe in my heart that you should still be able to see that child because at the end of the day, you're only ruining a child's life. So if you say, okay, because if you don't pay child support and you can't see, you know, the child, that's only making it worse. You know, that's not helping the child.
You know, and it wasn't like that with them. You know, and I thank God for, you know, that she, he wasn't like that towards, you know, because she knows that, you know, what she went through as a child coming up, you know, with her father and everything. So, you know, she never went to him or, you know, when he called acting crazy, you know, she wouldn't say, well, you can't see him or nothing like that. She always encouraged him to come get your baby. Come take time out with him. You know, and like I said, they kept promising this baby that they were going to come and get him, you know, and you didn't make it happen. So he started acting out. Well, I couldn't, you know, I couldn't discipline him because he's feeling some type of way, you know, and I thank God that the time that I had that baby, I never had to spank him or anything. My tone, my looks, my everything, He knew when Mama was serious, and he would go and do what he's supposed to do, you know. And he was
let me make you laugh. Let me make you laugh.
Okay.
You ready?
Okay.
You ready? I'll make you laugh a little bit. So you ready for next week?
You know I am. Yes, yes, yes. Listen, I was thinking that, honey, when I was taking him home, I said, well, guess what? I'll be able to go to the event next week. I said, watch out, New York, because here she comes.
Oh, God. I have to say, when I spoke to you earlier today, that's the only thing I kept laughing about. I said, she said, you know what, y'all can play if y'all want to. Y'all better make sure y'all here to get this baby by the 13th. Well, it's definitely good. I just had to make you laugh real quick. We are on the air for an hour today from 8 to 9.
Okay.
We did have, a lot of running around to do.
We got up this morning, and we went to church out east, which, oh, my God, was such a long drive because of the holiday weekend.
Wow.
I felt like we were driving for, 4 hours, literally. I felt like it. It took us forever to get there. And then it was Communion Sunday. So, of course, the services at church was extra long, you know. But I have we focused on, Romans 12. And it was definitely, I've been, dealing with, a lot of different things mentally. So I felt like the pastor was talking to me today, you know. And I always get it wrong, and I'm trying to figure out where I've heard it from, because he was explaining, let me get it right. He was explaining that you don't want to be, I'm going to get it right in a minute. But in other words, you don't want to be of the world. You want to be transformed. You don't want to be the same as you were before. You know, if you were the
Amen.
Same as you were before, you're going to get the same results. But if you
transform
yourself
that.
To do something different, then you'll be able to get different blessings, and the situation will be different. You know, so
Me,
we were in my mind, I always, me and Rich, we sit and we talk about different things, and we talk about the results that we're getting and the results that we have received from different things that have happened before. And we're starting to look at things with a new approach. Okay, if we do things this way, then the result will be this versus it turning around and be something different. So it definitely hit home for me, you know, because I felt Pastor Bozier, what you talking about, you know? It was in my head. I can relate to it, you know, me personally, I can relate to it. And when I asked Rich, I'm like, how you doing? He's like, all right. You know, I'm like, you okay? He's like, yeah, I'm all right. You know, so I knew that it was hitting home, you know, with him. And then it was Communion Sunday. And to me, I love my Communion Sundays because I feel like even though the cracker is not very well, you know, it's my cleansing. That's how I feel.
Right.
I feel like it's
right.
my cleansing, and it's my renewal of myself. You know,
mm-hmm.
and to me, if it felt great. You know, Rich was like, yeah, you know, I feel good. I'm like, all right, good. You know, because we've been going through
That's
so many different
up.
Storms at one time, and it's overwhelming. You know, we did receive one blessing this week. Amongst many others, but it was a very big blessing, you know, to us, and we're thankful, you know, for the blessing that we received, and now we're just, you know, we're continuing to just keep praying, and we're thanking God.
Hello? Hello?
So we definitely had a very long day today. When I say very long day today, we had a long day today. So we done went from, from Amityville to Riverhead, to Matatuck, from Matatuck back to Amityville. We went all around the world today. So that was definitely truly a blessing. So we
Amen.
And of course, as I'm driving, I'm praying for our safe travels to get back and forth. And then when I called you and I spoke to you, because Richard's like, you going to do Spiritual Sunday? I'm like, yeah, you know, because it took us forever. Like, when I tell you forever, and then those of you who drive, you guys understand, it's hot. Now, those of you who don't have transportation, imagine walking to the store in, 80-degree weather.
Yes.
And there's somebody blocking the sidewalk. You know, that's how it was, constantly, you know. But we're safe. You know, we got there safe and sound and one piece. But I do want to just say a quick prayer, because I did not mention her. And my pumpkin is going to be traveling back from Great Adventure today. So I'm definitely praying for the safe travels of everyone that's going to be driving, coming home from New Jersey back
yes.
to New York, you know. And to
oh,
bring
she's
my
right down here with me.
Now. Yes, and I miss her. I haven't spoke to her all day.
Listen,
I haven't spoke to her
I'm
going
to have to tell Des next time she come to Great Adventure, she got to let me know so I can come and see her.
Well, she stayed gone all the time.
I know.
She's
a traveling child.
Yeah, she stayed gone. But we're going to bring on another caller real fast.
Okay.
Welcome to Tiki Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Oh, Barry, what's up?
Hey, Barry.
Hey, Barry, how are you?
Oh, pretty good.
Good, good. How was your 4th of July?
It was real good. I was out in Long Island and got to see my family and did a lot of good stuff, especially yesterday because everything was canceled Friday because of the rain. Mm-hmm. I had to go on my buddy's boat, watch the fireworks on the water, and then we seen like 20 different shows because it was like all the way from like Patchogue down to like Bayshore, so it was pretty good.
Okay, that's what you were talking about. Okay. All
right, and then we was only like 150 yards away. We was the only knuckleheads that close. It was like boom, 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 and all the things, the sparklers were coming down by the boat, so it was kind of crazy, but it was fun.
Were you scared? Were you scared?
I was. My friend, his other buddy, yo, dude, we got to move. We kept telling him, we're too close. We're too close. And then I was scared because you know how loud them things are. We was right there by the everything. But it was nice to see it that close. Like, but then I got home. I got bad news that my cousin now has uterine cancer, too.
Oh.
And I know what stage both of their... answers in Tuesday, and then I lost my wallet, like my money in it, my ID, everything. So my son can't even mail, you know, buy me money because I have no ID. So it's pretty kind of broke until like
goodness.
This week sometimes, like Tuesday, Wednesday, but not this week coming up, but the following week because I lost like $200. So I'm not going to, because it charges you to send it over, you know, days or whatever. So
Yeah.
Liar. So, I mean, with my credit card, then they charged me $25 for that and this and that, so it's not good right now. Whatever.
Well, we're definitely praying that, you know,
yes.
If your wallet being lost, that it shall be found, and hopefully you do have the address on your ID so they can mail it back to you, you know. Hopefully an honest person will definitely return it. You know, you never know. There is some honest people out there.
It wasn't there, but the only thing is that my license says Florida, because I kept it. I never changed it because I was indecisive. But nobody tried. You know, I canceled everything, but it's just like my ID. And my cousin's taking me to Foxwoods Saturday, and I don't even have. You know, I don't even have no ID to get redeem $20, and I don't have no money, so I don't know what I'm gonna tell her that she's going through all this other stuff. So it's really kind of crazy right now, but.
Yeah. Well, we're definitely praying that everything comes together for you, you know, and of course, you know, you do sound positive about it. So, of course, just remain positive and, you know, we're definitely praying that everything comes together, you know, and works out in your favor. You know, that's the one thing I wish that they had, like, in New York where, like, say if you lost your ID, you can go to the DMV and give them, like, other paperwork and they could give you the ID right then and there. I think they should have something like that.
Yeah, because I was debating whether I don't even have the money to do that because I actually got to renew my license in Florida by August 12th. And if I go to this New York one to do it, I have to have all this proof and stuff. And I don't, but see, the one in Florida, I don't. I did it because they got me on record. So I could just say I'm visiting up here, but it's still like I got to wait like at least the next like 7 to 10 days. I don't know how long it's going to take. And then I got to, I was going to wait till like next month to do it before my birthday. But now everything's all thrown off, so.
Oh, poor Barry.
Yep.
So that means you ain't going to be able to make it to the event?
I don't know. Not unless something happens miraculously by Sunday. I don't know. I'm kind of stuck in there. Like, I got to go with him Tuesday, but, like, my son can't even send me money because I have no ID. Like, I mean, I'm kind of It's really my hands are tied.
Right. Well, the good thing is, you know, you never know. You know, there may be a blessing dropped in your hand.
Yes.
You know, and the other good thing is you don't need ID for the event. So there you go, you know.
That's true.
So everything will work out. Everything will work out. You know, we're definitely praying that everything works out. And you never know.
Yes.
So you might have a blessing.
I think I did go shopping. I mean, the refrigerator is full of food. So that's one good thing.
Yes,
excellent. So. Excellent. Look, I don't know about you guys, but I'm going to try this diet thing starting tomorrow. Yes, Rachel, if you're listening or listening to the archives, honey, I'm going to try this diet thing. It's this cleansing. I call it a cleansing. They're telling me it's a diet. It's some lemon water, okay, lemon water or cucumber water, and I'm going to have salad, no soda, and no bread for 1 week.
You can do it.
That's my start. See, because most people, you know, they focus on a lot of other things. Me, I got to start off small because there's nothing like having
exactly.
a cold Pepsi or cold ginger ale, you know, and there's nothing like having some potato bread. So hubby didn't realize it, but sure enough, this weekend, I said, I would love to have a big, juicy burger on a potato roll. We go grocery shopping, right? And he says, he picks up this bread. I said, babe, that's not a potato roll. He said, I didn't see it. I said, can we go back over there? So we go back over there, and sure enough, I got me. We barbecued. We sat like two old people in the backyard. It was so funny. Two old people sitting out there barbecuing, just talking, you know, and you know what? It felt really, really good. It felt good to, you know, be able to, you know, spend time and, you know, sit outside. It was cool, you know, on Saturday, so it was good, you know, but I sure had me some potato bread Saturday and today. I said, all right, I'm going to enjoy myself today because come tomorrow, I'm in trouble.
Yes.
Then my friend tried to tell me, guys. She said, you look like you lost some weight. Now, this is after her father done told her that she getting fat, right? She said, oh, shit, you're losing some weight. I said, oh, you think so? And I knew she was lying because I just had me a Pepsi a day before. You know, I knew I had me a Pepsi and I had some potato bread and stuff, so I knew I didn't lose no weight. So she told me I had lost some weight. But that's my new focus. So next week, Sunday, even though we do have the event, I'm going to try and do Spiritual Sunday next week, Sunday. Even if it's just for an hour, I do want to still try and do Spiritual Sunday. I don't want to put a repeat on. My goal is not to do, you know, repeats unless I really, really have to. You know, so I definitely want to just continue on with it. We're going to bring on one more caller real fast. Welcome to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. Can I have your name, please?
Yes, this is
Hello.
Rachel. Good evening, it's Rachel.
Hey.
Oh, hey, you
Hi.
Are listening.
Hey.
God is he's a wonder-working miracle. First and foremost, I would, I want to say, Lavina, Miss Lavina, that was a beautiful prayer.
Yes.
I listened from the moment the show started. Beautiful, beautiful prayer. Thank you. Thank you so much. I want to add in with the prayers. I just found out that my Uncle Lynn, my mother's youngest brother, is in the hospital and not doing well. He has an enlarged heart, and he has Down syndrome, and he is up there in age, so we don't know if he's going to make it through this time. I just want to ask for some extra prayers for my Uncle Lynn. I'm not ready to take that trip down south right now, and I can't afford it. So, Uncle Lynn, you got to pull through for us. Lord God, we pray that he pulls through this time.
Amen.
And another thing, Miss Lavina,
yes.
with the losing weight thing, I'm grateful. I heard you. I'm grateful that I have lost approximately 27 pounds since March.
Yes.
It was not easy. I'm still a big bocce girl, though. But however, I got sick. I had gotten sick and realized that I have an allergy to gluten, so I had to give up my bread and my pasta and all the bleach, you know, white. Yeah, so I had to cold turkey give them up. So for within the first 24 hours, I had lost the first 10 pounds. Each
wow.
month, I've lost Yeah, each month I've lost an additional almost 10 pounds. But God is good, though, because I feel so good. I'm eating better. I'm feeling better. I am doing this ab and squat challenge. I'm on my second month of the ab challenge. And we all know that anything is possible through God. So I want to continue to pray for all of us. I love you all. Of course, we all know I'm at work right now. But I want to continue to pray for y'all and let y'all know I love y'all. And so far, the show is going fabulous tonight. Love y'all and God bless.
Thank you. Thank you. Love you, too.
Love you, too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right.
That is a hard-working woman right there. That's why I said, you know, we pray that God gives her the strength and be able to take away some of those jobs and just give her maybe one or two, you know, because she works extremely
she's
hard.
She's never off on weekends.
No, she's real busy.
You know,
she's real busy. And, you know, and I have to, you know, definitely say that, you know, when we pray for her, I just pray that God's able to just, you know, just give her strength.
Both of y'all.
You know, give her strength to keep pushing. Well, yeah. But you know what? My job, look, my job cut the overtime, right? My job cut the overtime, so I haven't been working that much, you know, OT anyway. You know, but I've been, like, filling out applications and sending my resumes in because I'm really serious about getting another job. I said if I can do this job just part-time to keep the benefits, that would be great because $11.99 to me has great benefits. So if I can just keep that, that will be a blessing, you know. But meanwhile, just do something else, you know, during the day. I'm definitely trying to get, you know, do something like that. So, and also just praying that Ms. Ben, Lillian Ben, travels safely coming from Rochester to coming to New York. Her son is William Arnold. He was a diabetic and after they diagnosed him with diabetes, had a lot of complications, and he was always a heavy drinker. So what ended up happening is from the diabetes getting so bad and not being treated for so long, he started to have kidney problems. So with the kidney problems came liver problems, and then all his major organs started to shut down. They had to do triple bypass surgery on him, I want to say about 2 weeks ago. And when they did the triple bypass surgery, from what I'm being told, he was okay for maybe like a day or two. And then now he just hit, you know, rock bottom where his kidneys aren't functioning, you know, by itself. You know, they need a machine to be able to help, you know, with his kidneys functioning. And it's a hard thing, you know, and Lillian's going to be driving down, and she's going to be traveling down by train, but she's not medically clear to travel by herself. So where she would have been here last week, she's going to be here this Tuesday. So we're definitely praying for her safe travels, on her to be able to come down here and make the final decisions, you know, with her son, because he's been, as she said, he's been asleep since last Sunday, you know. And I said, you mean a coma? And she said, yeah, but she don't want them to do anything until she gets here. Let her get here. Look at his, you know, situation, you know, we'll pray about it, you know, and then just go from there, because she doesn't want him to suffer. You know, that's her firstborn. She don't want him to suffer. She don't want to bury him either, you know, but rather bury him than him have the rest of his life suffering, going from different hospital to hospital to nursing home and not know what's going on. And, you know, she just has to be educated on everything. So we're definitely praying for her safe travels, and we're praying for their family as well, that, you know, at this time, this trying time, that everyone's able to come together, you know, on one accord and make the right decision, you know, for him. But I'm just praying that everyone, you know, seeks prayer first, you know, before they make a decision on what to do. You know, so we're definitely praying for that as well. And as well as praying for Partners in Prayer Global Ministries, you know, with only four of us on the line on Friday, I did not know there was no healing and deliverance. It was four of us, and after they prayed, we hung up, and that was it. So I definitely have to follow through and see, you know, what was going on, because I didn't really know. Like, I figured, okay, I'm off, you know, on Friday, and then I was like, all right, well, I'm not really off, but I could still listen. And, yeah, so long story short, I did miss the memo at some point in time. So I haven't spoken to anyone, but we're definitely praying for all of the partners in Prayer Global Ministries as well and everyone that's on their prayer list as well. We're praying for all of them.
Good.
If I have missed anyone, I'm not sure if I have. And my mom's having her colonoscopy tomorrow, so we're definitely praying that we can finally find out what's going on with her stomach, because she went from a size 14 to a size 10 in about a month. So we're trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, she's happy with her smaller size, but she's not healthy. So we need to find out exactly what's going on with her. So, and you know, Sheila's going to, you know, do the colonoscopy, you know, just, you know, because they say when you get a certain age, it's good to, you know, have it done. You know, I've had three of those things. So I'm like, oh, okay, Mom, you'll be all right, girl. You know, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, my situation was a little different, but I'm praying for you, Mom. You know, so, and she's always been a blessing to us as well, for myself, my family, and you know, Rich as well. So if I don't know if I missed anyone for the prayers. So what we're going to do, if I haven't missed anyone, we're going to go to a song, and then when we come back, we'll do our final words of encouragement, because there was one person that I did want to definitely give words of encouragement, and even though she didn't call in today, the time is a little different for this Spiritual Sunday today. So I do want to give one person the words of encouragement, and I saw something she put up, so I just want to give her words of encouragement once we come back. But so for right now, we're going to go to a song, and after the song, we'll give our words of encouragement. Amen.
Looking out over my life, a lot has changed, but I'm thankful that the things that I had to go through, it made me who I am today, and I'm still here, thinking about my life, and the things that didn't go I can be everything he wants me to be, and I
devil said no. But then God said, let's go.
Welcome back to GQ Power Spiritual Sunday. I just want to welcome everyone back. And once again, do apologize for doing the show for an hour this evening versus doing it for the 2 hours. But the one person that I wanted to give words of encouragement to is Paula Brianna. She also calls into Partners in Prayer Global Ministry. And I just want to give her words of encouragement, just reminding her, you know, that she's never alone. You're never alone as long as you have God. As long as you have God, you're never alone, honey. And I do speak to her, you know, on Facebook, and we inbox back and forth. And I'm definitely, you know, just praying for her that she'll find that peace, you know, that inner peace that she needs. And you find yourself, I don't know about you guys, but I find myself reading, you know, posts of some of the people that, you know, we pray for and we give words of encouragement to, you know, and I'm definitely just praying, you know, for her, you know, that she'll find the comfort that she needs from within, you know, and that she'll definitely continue to put God first and he'll order your steps. So I'm definitely praying for her, and that was my words of encouragement for her. If any of you guys would like to give our words of encouragement for her, you can as well.
Yeah. I will. I mean, I know at least she's trying. I mean, she's a young girl that struggles with whatever, but at least she's reaching out, and that's good. For usually somebody that's young don't reach out like that. So when she's
right.
reaching out like that, we got to keep her in prayer, definitely.
Mhm. Mhm. What about you, Sister T. Holland? Oh, she might be trying to get in the house. Remember, she Barry, she locked herself out today. I don't know if you were on the line. She said that.
She did it the other day, too, I think, for her grandson, somebody.
Oh, you're telling. You tell it on her now.
No, stop it. Stop it. Stop it. Yeah, I do have y'all on mute because it's like the people around, so.
it's okay.
I'm glad it ain't cold and raining.
That's right. You better start hiding the key somewhere out there.
Hiding. And look, I could get in the hallway if nothing else, so I would have shelter. But as far as Brianna, you know, just keep praying and keep your head up, you know, stay encouraged. God is never going to leave us alone, you know. Even though I feel lonely, but I know I got him on my side. You know, it's just that I'm used to that little person being right up under me, so.
But you're only lonely because you don't have anybody to talk to, see?
I know.
That's all it is. You know, you don't have anybody to talk to right now.
Right.
No.
I mean, you know, well, like I told to talk to, you know. So you better turn your phone off because I've been to call you after the show.
Look, it's all right because I got to stay up. They said they won't be back until like 11 o'clock. So I plan
wow.
on calling them, making sure that she's going to be coming home because Destiny has a habit of, you know, she'll, oh, that's too late to come home to mom's house. So I could spend the night. You know, that'll be Destiny. So.
Well, listen, you up, Barry. I'll call somebody.
Yeah. Well, Barry will be up too. Barry, you're not going to sleep no time soon, are you?
Uh-huh. No, I am going to sleep early, but anybody can call me. You know that.
Oh, that's so nice of you, Barry. They send you, you know, your phone services. Now, I'm just going to say you better
Christians
call us.
We Christians stick together.
That's right. Amen to that one. Definitely.
And what would you say, Miss Lavina?
You better call correct. I'm just saying. Mm-hmm.
I'd be nice to
say,
Barry all the time, Barry?
Look, I didn't say, Barry, did you realize I didn't say call collect, I said call correct.
I don't know.
That's what I said.
But I always call correct, don't I, Barry?
Yeah, right.
No.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to be nice now, but I'll talk to you a little bit later.
No, it's all right, Barry. If she calls you and it's not correct, you can always be the Christian way and give it to the, you know, the dial tone. That's all, you know. She'll get over it, you know. Say, this is T.T. Holland. I love you, but goodbye. You're not very friendly today.
Well, so I'll see you Sunday, Mr. James.
Oh, God. I have to say that was funny, too, but we'll see. And, you know, wow. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to leave that one alone.
Yeah, we're not going to touch on that. But with all of that being said, I'm just going to remind everyone that GQ Palace is a business. And with it being a business, we do promote for the business. And it's nothing, you know, negative. It's all positive. And as a team, you know, we do support our one accord, and we come out, and we definitely support Rich Money when he's hosting and he's the executive producer. So, yes, you know, there might be times where you do see us out there, but, of course, we're on our best behavior. We're handling business, and we're doing what, you know, what we have to do.
Some people
just don't know how to behave. T.C. Howard. But we're going to pray that and you know what? Because I don't know what day T is coming, so we're definitely praying for T safe traveling when she does
Amen.
Come to New York. You know, we're praying that she gets here safe and sound, and we're also praying that T and Rich don't have too much fun, you know, without me. So, you know, but Rich got the grill already, T, with the lighter fluid and everything.
That's my brother.
So
you know, we
got to
have our little cookout.
Yeah, he's all ready for you. You know, he's all ready for you. So we're definitely praying for your, you know, for your safe travels.
Thank you.
As well. So with that being said, it's about 8:54, and of course we wish everyone to have a safe and blessed week. Next week we're praying that everyone finds the peace that they're looking for. And just we're praying that everyone has the renewing of the mind. I know I feel pretty good today with today being Communion Sunday, and it feels good. You know, today it definitely feels good, and I'm hoping that, you know, anyone can, whoever it does affect, can keep the positive energy up, you know, and see how long it's going to get you. I'm going to try and be as positive as possible, because without bread and soda, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I'm going to try really hard.
Call me. You can do it. We'll do it together. How about that?
All right,
we'll do it together.
But don't cheat.
I ain't going to cheat. You know, well, I already got one step ahead because I don't do the sodas.
I wish I had a soda now. But I don't. So I made some lemon water. So I'm going to attempt to try this tonight.
Okay.
I figured if I could try it tonight, get myself adjusted to it, then come tomorrow, I'll be able to really do it, because I'll be at work. So
right.
I'm
no sugar.
Yeah, no sugar. I know. Even though I thought of maybe adding a tiny bit of sugar to it.
No.
Really?
No.
Oh, okay. So okay. So we're praying that everyone has a has a safe and blessed week. Anyone that's traveling, we pray you get to your destination in one piece.
Amen.
And we're praying that everyone finds, like I said, that inner peace that we're all looking for. And we're hoping that if you can encourage one person, please make sure you do so, even if it's something as little, you know, it's just, you know, you see someone frowning, just, you know, give them a compliment and make them smile. Just try to encourage one person and see how it makes you feel, and then see if your blessing will come from doing God's work. So,
Amen.
With that being said, we're just praying for each other, and we do have Brother Scribby Hunter. His show will be coming on next at 9 p.m. They'll be going from 9 p.m. to Crossroad Temple, and we're hoping that everyone can just stay on the line and hear his show and support his music. I believe he will have a special guest coming on as well. Also, I believe it was a birthday of his brother Wizzo. I believe it was yesterday, so we're just sending a happy birthday to him as well. I believe that was the one that had passed away. So we're definitely praying that they have the inner peace that they need, you know. And I hope that they get the closure that they need with dealing with, you know, someone's death. And we just have to remember that, you know, no one's promised tomorrow. And I don't know about you guys, but I want to enjoy everything I can enjoy while I'm here and able to enjoy it.
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to miss anything. I want to be able to enjoy myself and enjoy my friends and family while I'm here, because tomorrow isn't promised, whether it's, you know, God calling you home or whether it's someone that thinks that they're God and they're able to take your life, you know, for some self-gratification of themselves. We just have to realize that it's not promised to anyone. So just enjoy it and, you know, enjoy the world. You know, enjoy yourself and enjoy your family and friends, and know that it's not promised, and make sure that you kiss your loved ones and tell them how much you love them. So with that being said, we hope that everyone have a blessed and safe week, and we look forward to speaking to you guys next week. Amen.
Amen.
Blessings, family. Welcome to the GQ Palace Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. It's your brother Timothy right here, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. Happy holidays, happy 4th, you know, whatever that means to you. Salute. I hope everybody had a safe one. You know, no burnt hands, no blown off fingers from the fireworks and all that. I hope you just enjoyed the fireworks. We got a very, very special show. Tonight, we have the world famous, your man and my man, Marcus Banks, the comedian. He's going to give us a nice show tonight. It's a pleasure to have him. We'll be getting to him in a few minutes. You know, I got my man Flizzle, double that, in the studio with me right now. All right, say it again, Flizzle.
How you doing, people?
All right, you know.
Make sure you double it.
You know, that's my man. He's in the studio tonight. You know, everybody loves God. You know, all my homies, even my street corner block boys, we all praise God. You know, just because you do what you do, don't mean you can't praise God and love God. Don't let nobody tell you different. Everything is good, though. We had a good weekend. We celebrated Keita Speed's birthday on July 4th. It was a good day, you know. Good to be surrounded by real people. We had a nice function down in City Park, New Rochelle, New York. That was a good day. Everybody was there. We loved it. God is good, and that's all I know. Nobody got hurt. Everybody partied. Everybody had a good time. Everybody prayed. Everybody communicated well. The spirits was right. I'd like to say to the Speed family, we love y'all. We here with y'all. The Skeeno 730 family, we love y'all, we with y'all. Keep God first, keep loving him, and never give up. You know what I mean? Just keep on holding on, because God is good. Want to get into a song real quick before we move on with the show. At any second now, Marcus should be calling in, but we're going to just take it to a song right now if we can. Check it with my producer. We're moving a little slow at the second, please forgive us, but we on point, though. Before we get into it.
Come on, y'all. It's time to show some love. You know what, Kurt? I think you might like this. Listen.
Another victory won, another soul spent.
Love by the Apostles. Ladies and gentlemen, right about now, I'd like to introduce to you your man and my man, the world famous Marcus Banks. Banks, Banks.
What's up, people? Marcus, I'm here, people.
Yeah. What's up, beloved?
Nothing, King. All is good. All is gracious.
Yeah,
healthiness,
man.
Is all in between us.
Yeah, man. That's right, man. Welcome to the show, man. Welcome to Cross Temple Gospel Show, man. We're glad to have you, King.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All right. So what's up, man? Introduce yourself, man. Tell the 65,000 listeners who they listening to.
Yeah, it's your boy Marcus Banks, comedian, host, actor. Does this all around town, all the way, each and every state, each and every country. MarcusBanksComedy.com. I got them T-shirts out, too.
Tell them your website, brother. Where can they see you at?
MarcusBanksComedy.com. You need some bookings? BookingMarcusBanks@gmail.com.
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up. So how was your holiday this weekend, man? I know you had a show Thursday night. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Thursday was cool. I was out my running. Need talent. Davian Velez, Pernell Holloway, my man Johnny Robinson. It was nice. It was a nice little crowd, even though the weather was a little, you know, distracted some people's plans, but it was a nice turnout.
Okay. It was a nice turnout, you said?
Yeah, it was a nice turnout.
That's good. That's good. What, you doing something tonight? You performing tonight somewhere as well?
This is the first time I'm off. I've been doing shows all week.
Wow, man. God is good, man. It gives everybody take a break, I guess, you know?
Yeah, I need it. I need the break, but I don't want the break.
No, that's right. I was definitely happy and surprised to hear that you also do spiritual comedy, man. That was a blessing, man.
Yeah.
You do everything, huh, cuz?
Yeah, at the end of the day, you can't just be cursing all your life when you do comedy. You got the first time. You got to stay able to please white people, Chinese people, church folks, black folks. You know what I'm saying? Even pets, you know what I'm saying? So.
No, that's right.
Like, the spiritual comedy is the same thing as regular comedy, but at the end of the day, you're just taking a lot of curse words and just maneuvering certain words with different words.
Right.
Like, we all know when we go to church Easter Sunday, like, the morning service. We all know the tithe offering come around 3 or 4 times, and you wonder if the pastor's taking your money and buying them a new band, but it's comedy at the end of the day.
Yeah. No, that's right, man. Yo, I just want to say from the start, man, that I'm very proud of you, King.
Yeah, I appreciate that.
All right, man. Very proud of you, man. Like, I've known about you for a long time, but I'm just now starting to get involved in following you and listening to the things that you're doing and listening to what people have to say about you. And I think I could speak for the whole town, for the whole 914 area, that we all proud of you, man, and we proud to have you frontline for us in the comedian world, you know, as I try to be frontline with this music.
Yeah, and, you know, it's not an easy job. That's what some people don't get. You know, some days they're like, oh, he does comedy, tell me a joke. Sometimes you got to look at them like, hey, man, it's more than jokes. It's punchlines to this. There's different things you got to do with everything, with this whole genre of comedy. You can't just like, oh, I tell jokes. You get people that's in the projects all day just snapping all day. That's where I came from, but I evolved.
Right. So how long you been doing comedy, brother?
3 years.
3 years?
3 years.
Man, the way you get down sound like you've been doing it all your life, brother.
Yeah, 3 years, 4 years in January. So this coming January is 4 years.
That's good, man. That's good, man. I know me and you just did an event together last week at the Remington Boys Club for Quarnisha Jackson.
Yeah.
That was a nice event, you know what I mean? Big number 31.
that was definitely it was a good event. You know, everyone that's listening, I honestly got to say, like, you shocked me myself. I never seen you perform, so it was like, it hit me a different way. I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank you, bro. Thank you, man. You know, and as we do in our community, man, you know, each one teach one, each one help one. So, you know, like any chance I get to get you in, like now, I'm going to get you in, man, and exploit your talents the best I can. And, you know, I appreciate the same from you because, you know, I've been to a few shows, and I know they need somebody to open up or do the intermission, and that's Brother Scribby right there.
Yeah.
You know? So listen, why don't you give the people a little something of what you do. Let them know it is what you do, man. Take the floor, brother.
I'm saying I do all types of different things, you know? So it's like comedy is different. Everyone just thinks it's easy. This isn't the easiest thing in America, but I just give thanks and I give praise to everybody that's listening right now, MarcusBanksComedy.com. But my comedy is different. Everyone does different things at different times, but I'm versatile.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's, I'm just gracious that people like you understand that I do all type of comedy. I could do a clean set. I could do a set for the past. I could do a set for any nation in America. So it's like, it's just, I'm just capable of doing all. Shout out to all the pastors and rest of the people that be stealing our money, but I appreciate them too. Everyone know the past of these stealing money. I don't care what you say. They tax free for life. As soon as they get in there, they start moving to 10 different churches, but next you know, they got the best car in the lot, and they talk about put God first. Meanwhile, I got to take the church van to church.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what does, how does that help me? Like, you want me to take the church van, talk about put God first, but you rolling up in a new S-Box 50 Benz.
No,
that don't give me no hope. Like, that makes me want to know, what am I doing wrong and what are you doing right? Like, who's digging in this piggy bank so I can dig with you? There's no shame to nobody, but we all know someone is taking. If it ain't them, it's the ushers.
Yeah.
Because they got to wear the same white thing each and every week, and they got to put it as a cleaner. Mm-hmm. And you got to bring everybody to the pew, and you got to move people down, and then you got to get out that the wine and the nah, that's too much for me. To go to the pastor and get a picture at the end of the day, oh, no, that's not a job. You just the person saying, yeah, what do you do? I'm an usher on Sundays. That ain't a job. Like, you can't claim that on your tax. You're just giving thanks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, back to the pastor, the assistant pastor, the deacons, be riding clean while we be looking crazy. They look like it's Easter every Sunday while we look there. Sometimes, not all pastors. I know a lot of pastors that do good in the world. They make sure all they, you know, every person in their pew is doing good. But sometimes, look at BG. Like, you got a guy that's talking about he can fix you with water, miracle water. Like, I didn't even pay my rent this month. So give me some of that miracle water so I can slap it on my landlord and say, I'll pay you next year. Is that going to work? No. But he's making $19.95 for miracle water that he's probably putting through or getting from his sink of his bathroom. But he's making $19.95. And people are really co-signing this. I was watching this just yesterday. Tell him what's wrong with you. Oh, my God, my hip, I couldn't even move it. I came here and I slapped water on it, and then next thing you know, oh, my God, I'm better. What? What?
What'd you say?
Me and you both know, Scribby, we come from the struggle. It wasn't a time we could say our mother was getting government cheese. Please give us good cheese on Thanksgiving, and the water was doing that. No. I'm confused. Because you got churches out there that are really good. Like, you know, in the Rochelle, like, I know many churches that's for the community, like Bible Way, Bethesda, St. Catherine's, all for the community. Many places you sang for many funerals to all our fallen soldiers and many of our fallen queens.
Yes, sir.
And then you get things that are embraced on TV that don't look good. And I'm being serious about this because I watched this and I was really seeing people. I felt like he forced them to sign a contract. I'm like, did they just hear what he said? Like, this lady just said she had cancer yesterday, and all of a sudden cancer's gone. Like, give me some of that water, because my knee was hurting for about a week. My bank account been on negative for about 2 weeks. If this works, please give me give me a gallon worth of this water.
Yeah.
You know, like, we all struggle, you know. Even if we ain't struggling, we all got bills to pay. That water is not going to help us.
That's right.
And I'm just so mad that people was really engaging in this activity. That's what makes some churches look bad. You get churches that be like, oh, why you don't want to come? You ask the thugs because they see that. You would think church is a scam because of what this guy's doing, but I know it's not. I know many churches that want to do good. There's many churches down south. Like, that's one big thing about down south. They big on churches. You have someone that shot their uncle in their leg the day before, but they'll go there on Sunday and like, please God, forgive me. You know, for real. That's one big thing about down south. But we get up to New York and we watch BET, well, all over the world, and you see this Caucasian man talking about this water can help you. I was upset. I want to see this guy. I want him to come to my house and slap the water all over my house. I could just feel rich for 2 days. That's a crazy guy, man. That's a crazy guy.
Well, you know, I think the people that people that have real sense, real spirituality, know that their blessings come from above, and it comes from you sending the blessings up, and then the blessings fall down. You know.
Absolutely! I'm a big firm believer in blessings fall from above, because I didn't get this far in comedy by just waking up. There was times I had to put in that hard work. There was times when I ain't had money in my pocket. There was times where the money I get from a show was just enough to get me back to my house and pay that toll. And my gas didn't go right back to eat, but it's the sacrifice you make to make yourself better. You know, I put God first in everything. You know, other people believe in different religions. Some people say, hey, I believe in Allah. I believe in Buddha. But at the end of the day, we all fall under that same umbrella to count our blessings, and that's what matters.
Yes, sir.
Because there's times where I'm walking the city streets and I see, you know, someone that's homeless, because I was homeless when I started coming. So there's times where I see a homeless, and even if I got $5 to spare, I'll spare $5. I won't look at him like, oh, I gave a homeless man $5 and put it on camera. Just like this year, I'm giving out 7 pair of cleats to you faculty. You know, I'm not giving it out to the people that say, mom, can't afford it, but I'm giving it out to kids that I know that really want to exceed in life. I want to give it to kids that at times they feel they ain't got no hope, or they watch football and they like, hey, I want to be the next LaDainian Tomlinson. That's all I want to give it to. I don't want to give it to the kid that, you know, their mom forced them to play football they don't want to play, or once they get to 8th grade, they forget about football. Because nowadays, you look on a certain block and you see $2,000 in the hustler's pocket, you're like, oh, I'm not going to be playing football to be running no football and killing myself. All work things off.
Mm-hmm.
I'd rather be on the field than be running from these police officers in a different field.
Yo, do me a favor, man. Say that again, what you just said, in case somebody did miss that. What are you doing for the YTO Youth Tackle League?
7 cleats is being given out. 7 cleats. We're giving out 7 cleats. First 7 people that email me, send me the sizes, send me the name, send me the child's name. 7 cleats is going out. Last year I did 5. We gonna grow, so I'm not a millionaire.
Right.
But I try. You know, I do what I can.
See?
And I know when I was growing up and my mom couldn't afford cleats, it was times I had to wear my good shoes, and that was my practice shoes. You know, and I had to get home and wash them off with a rag and wear them right back to school.
That's right.
Those were the sacrifices my mother made, you know?
Yeah.
Those are the sacrifices I understood I had to take. And it made me a better man nowadays, to a point where I don't care for going in clubs and popping 10 bottles. I'm fine with being in there with a Corona bottle and saying, hello, I'm here.
Mm-hmm. Well, man, that's a beautiful thing, brother. Like, that's what you got to share, stuff like that, so people understand your plight more and understand who you are, and not just the funny man Marcus Banks, but the provider, the giver, you know what I mean, the understander, you know what I mean, the lover of other children besides his own, you know what I mean, and that's what people need to hear and know that. So in case y'all miss it again, Marcus Banks is giving out 7 pair of cleats to the kids, to the YTL Football League. So if you know him, if you know his Facebook page, Marcus Banks on Facebook, give him your son's or your daughter's name, size, age, and be blessed by this man, because God is blessing this man now, so he's returning the blessings back to the people. And this way he will be continually fed through his work that he does and how he mixes up his spirituality with the comedy that he does. And I think that's a beautiful thing, man. You know, hand claps to you, homie. Word up.
I just appreciate everything I'm getting, man. You know, I don't got $1 million. I ain't got $2 million. But then the goal is to be better in life, financially and, you know, just stable. You know, but I come from the struggle, so I know the struggle. I know it's time for me. Certain people can sign up their kids for watch, yeah, but can't afford the cleats, or they can sign up, but they can't make it to every game. I know the struggle, so I'm just trying to be that extra push. What makes you want to push your children even more?
Well, I'm going to tell you what, man. When this show is over, I need you to give me a call, man, because I want to piggyback on that with you, you know what I'm saying, and turn that 7 into a 14, man. You heard?
Yeah, sure thing. And I don't, like last year when I did it, I didn't ask for no camera crew. I didn't ask for Mickey 12. I didn't, that's not me. You know, a bunch of people told me, like, oh, you should know. I'm not doing it for the, you know, for the news and just for the attention. I'm doing it out of the kindness of my heart, and I just want the kids knowing, like, oh, there's someone here that cares. You know, there's times where probably kids think they could come up to me and be like, oh, I need $5. If I don't have 5 and I got 2, I'll give you the 2.
That's right. That's right. Yo, Marcus, listen, hang on for a minute, right? We're going to go into another song, but we're not done with you, brother. We need to hear some more of that comedy from you, King.
Yeah, no problem.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, that's the world-famous Marcus, you know what I mean, from City Park, New Rochelle, New York, and we'll be right back with him. We're going to get into this new song called Give Him Praise by John Parker.
Oh, 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 Lord, I know you gave your only son for me, that I may have life. Sacrifice some time
to tell you what you mean to me.
I love you and I'm sorry.
Sometimes I don't pray out. Then I find myself up and fall.
There you are, catch me every time. You forgive me, you put up with me when I don't deserve it. I'm thankful for you, Lord. You're the only God I live for. From this whole world, when I want to hear from you,
you comfort me.
Every time I lift my hands up to you and offer up my praise,
that's when I give it.
Hey, isn't just a little praise.
Nah, I need a shot of that.
Yeah, you like that song, Marcus?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my man JP. I Rock With One Name. Y'all can get the album on iTunes. Check it out. It's called I Rock With One Name, Jesus, by JP, a.k.a. John Parker. Once again, we got the world-famous Marcus Banks with us, you know what I mean?
914.
Right. Hey, yo, I think I got your man on the line, Damon. What's good, Damon?
Paul, I can't call it. What's going on?
It ain't nothing, man. You know, glad that you called in.
Hello?
Yeah, man. Give Marcus a shout-out, man. He's here with us.
Yeah, Marcus, what's going on, baby? How you feeling?
Oh, man, I'm always good, man. I'm just relaxing. Not too much going on. Just enjoying the weather and whatnot.
Well, I want to say thank you for what you're doing. Definitely thank you for what you're doing. And I also
it's times when people forget where they come from. That's one thing I can't forget, where I came from and where I'm trying to go. So that's where a lot of people start making their money. And, you know, you see them fronting videos and all that, but they ain't got nothing to show for it. I'd rather show for it now and then, you know, then you
deal with everything else later.
See where he was trying to go. Exactly.
Yeah, what else we need to – I think we need to tell the people from our community, actually the young brothers from our community, is that only like 10% of black males have anything of their own. And that's something that a lot of people don't understand, is that most black men, most men period, not black, but any men period, most men period don't have their own. Like most men can't say they can go into their own house and they can go sit on their own couch and not have to worry about nobody walking in, because that's rare. It's more females who are more independent. And I think what we need to do as brothers is need to promote independence more, because brothers is coming up now thinking that they can live with females and jump from female to female to female and never have ever obtained total independence. And then we want these people to then go raise children. It just doesn't make sense. You understand what I'm saying? We're trying to make as men, period, like I said, black, blue, green, whatever, we're trying to raise men, but we're not raising men, we're raising boys, and then they're having children of their own, and boys are raising boys. It's not happening like that. And, with a little bit of help that you provide, you know, it helps other people attain independence, and I just want to thank you for that.
Oh, man, I just appreciate the love. That's all I can say, but.
You know, and Brother Damon, you know, like as you heard me said, I'm going to get with Marcus after the show, and I'm going to piggyback, you know, and try to take that 7 to 14, you know what I mean? And if, you know, you're from New Rochelle, brother? Damon? Hello? Marcus?
I'm still here.
Okay, I don't know. I think we might have lost him or something. But, you know, for all the people that's listening, if you know me, Scribby, Timmy Scribby Hunter on Facebook, or you know Marcus Banks on Facebook, you know, collaborate with us. Like, let's make tonight the standing point. Let's go from 7 to 14 to 21 to 28 to 32. Let's take care of the whole YTL if we can, you know what I mean, because those is our little young black brothers and sisters, you know what I mean, that's trying to be something right now, you know what I mean, and work it out right now, so when they get our age, they'll be about it, and they'll remember what was done for them, and they can pass along this blessing. And next thing you know, we got the Marcus Banks Cleat Association for the YTL going big and strong.
Bigger than ever. They don't understand.
For real. Damon, we see the call got dropped, brother, so please call back in, man. We love what you had to say, brother. We love to keep talking to you, man. Just call right on back, man. Press 1, and we get you back on the air instantly, man. But, Marcus, man, you know, so what else is happening in the church, baby? You know, everybody's so serious, man. You know, make them laugh, baby. Tell them about it, man.
What else is happening in the church besides all these fake baptisms? fake baptism. People getting baptized just to forget about their past. You can never forget about that. All your sins don't get washed away overnight. That's where the pastor don't explain his message sometimes. Sometimes these pastors ain't giving a full scripture of what they mean. They're just going by the Bible. Sometimes you got to talk from your heart. And this is no longer jokes. This is just being reality. A brother like me, when I go to church, I like to understand the value of both parties. I like to understand where a pastor is talking to, you know, get to that next level, because they was down a level and they got there.
Yeah,
some pastors don't explain that.
Some pastors preach and some pastors teach.
Exactly. You know what I mean? You need a pastor that's going to teach. There's a lot of pastors that have that teach in them, but they just so caught up in the hype and they just preach because they see the clap and they see people jumping up and down and they forget about everything else.
Yes, sir.
You know, because a brother like me, I like when I go to church, I understand the message. I want to understand the message. I want to make sure, like, when I leave church, I can honestly say that was a good service and I can shake the pastor's hands. You know, some of these places you go and you just on BET, you know. You don't even understand the message. You just understand that, oh, you went to this church and the cameras was there. A real church, you don't need no camera. You there to get that message.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, well, actually, to me, comedy has always been in the church because a real teaching pastor, he make the congregation laugh on a Sunday as well. You know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Brings joy and the laughter to the word, too.
Absolutely. It's one pastor I was the other day, he's actually a Hollis. I think it's Jamel Hollis, matter of fact.
Oh, yeah, of course. That's a big brother.
Yep. Good. That's a good brother right there. And you know, he preaches. And, you know, his message is respond. It's very fond, and I could appreciate it. You know, 2 weeks ago I seen him. And just the inspiration he gave me, he wasn't even in the church. He seen me on the street, stopped his car, and just gave me a message. I can respect that. You get some of these pastors that will not even talk to you after church and stand in their office the whole time and count tithes and offering all that.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on, you know, what's the next event we can make money off of? And you got those that come for the community, doing after-school programs, homework programs, basketball programs, you know, just something to keep the kids interested instead of them looking at one dude from a block and saying, hey, you know what, he's got 2,000 in his pocket, he smoked weed, he's cool, maybe I should do the same thing. Next thing you know, the statistics start going up from 42% of African Americans dropping out to 52 to 60.
Right.
What can we do to change that?
You know? Wow. Yeah, that's heavy.
You know what I mean? There's more liquor stores than churches. What are churches going to do to stop that?
Mm-hmm.
That's how I look at it.
Yeah, a lot of people look at it like that, man. I feel myself personally that there is a lot of more things that the church can do for the community, you know what I mean? Even if it's like all these people in the churches that have these homes and these houses, start employing the youth of the church to come cut your lawn and do things around your house instead of employing people that you don't know, you know what I mean, and people you never will know, or foreigners, not nothing against foreigners or anything like that, but you know, we have our own community to worry about as well, and we out here starving. Like you said, if they gave a job to one of the kids in the church to come do their lawn or clean their pool or wash their car, then they would have their own financial means to get their own cleats for football season and stuff like
mm-hmm.
that. I mean, and that's, you know, that's something to think about, you know, but one thing we don't do is point fingers and point names at the men of God, but we just speaking on what we know can be done to better things because you and I are on these streets every day.
Yeah.
You know, and I want to give a big shout out to Shallow Church because that church has grabbed a lot of youth, you know, and teaching the word to the youth, and the youth are out in the street promoting other youth and encouraging other youth to come to their church. And I love it. I had a young girl approach me last night. She said, Timmy, you need to come to Shallow Church. We need your anointing. And I'm looking at this young girl like, wow, look at this, man. This is a youngin' recruiting the elder.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that's the beautiful thing, you know. And as you said, Jamel Hollis, man, that's a blessing. You know, we know Jamel from the R&B music from the streets. And now he's you know, living for God, just like another brother we got in New Rochelle named Richard McCafferty. He's teaching the word of God, and he's doing a great thing. You know Richard?
No, I actually don't know Richard, but, you know, around the way, I'll probably see him when you introduce me.
Yeah, well, you probably see him every day because he's a ticket-made man for the city of New Rochelle. He puts tickets on your car when your meter run out.
Okay,
you know?
I know Rich.
You know, and that's a good brother, man. I saw this brother a couple months ago, and he said, you all right? And I said, no. And next thing I know, he didn't know what I wasn't all right about, but he gave me a blessing. He said, go ahead, man, you know, look no further, here. And I said, wow, my brother from another mother, man. And that's just God in him, and that's what God do to men when you truly embrace God and live the word of God and what it stands for.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah, man. Listen, right? Hold on, brother. We're not done. We just got to pay some bills real quick. We're going to get into this new song. Marcus Banks is still with us, y'all. The world-famous Marcus from the 914 is in the building. We're going to get into this new song right now by the Manhattans, believe it or not, off their new gospel CD. And it's called The Love of God.
I hope you understand my
God, praise God. That was The Love of God by the Manhattans. I really love that song. I be playing that song on Sunday mornings, Tuesday afternoons. I just love that song right there. I love the Manhattans. I'm sure all of you love Manhattans, and your moms and them love Manhattan too. And don't forget, y'all, y'all can call in at 646-200-3838. Press 1 to get on the air. And if you missed the show tonight, you can listen to the show, re-listen to the show all the way up to next Sunday. Just hit the link on my page, Timmy Scribby Hunter. You know, go to GQ Palace, and you can re-listen to the show all week long up until next Sunday at 9 p.m. And you can re-hear Marcus Banks and hear the great things that he's doing for the community and the things that he plans on doing for the community. Marcus is a great man. You need to understand that. Marcus!
That's my name. Shout out to everybody that believes in God only on Sundays. It's more to the levels. Everyone that does. Shout out to everyone that prays to God when their back is against the wall and their lights is cut off. Talk about Jesus, please help me. No, pray to God every day so your lights is never cut off. Shout out to all you people that go to court and beg that God get you out of this charge. If you was doing right the first time, you wouldn't think about this charge.
That's right. Oh, man. I wish, you know, we got a Monday show, too, where you could really do your thing, brother. And we got a Friday night show, too, where you could really let loose. And we would.
You got a lot of shows, man. This is starting to scare me. I feel like I got to step my game up.
Hey, man, listen, somebody made me step my game up, so if I'm the one to get you to step up, then that's my job, because I'm the older OG, you know what I mean? And you got the younger ones under you that's listening now, and they want to be just like you, King. That's why you got to watch your walk and respect your talk, because there's somebody out there that wants to be just like you.
Yeah.
Word, man, and
that's
a
scary part about things. You definitely got to watch the way you move.
Mm-hmm. For real, man. Yo, listen, why don't you give your team a shout-out, man, because you introduced me to some real good brothers the other night, man. The guy that started the show, I can't remember his name. I just call him Hands-On because he grabbed money by the head and was just telling all kinds of jokes. And I thought he was real funny, man. Give them guys a shout-out, man. You know, let them be heard. We got 65,000 listeners all over the world right now.
Yeah, everybody follow my man Jotty Robinson at Just Jotty. Just J-A-T-T-Y, that's my guy right there, youngest comedian on the rise, doing his numbers. Only 21 years of age, from the Bronx, New York. The dude gets busy. When I mean he gets busy, he gets busy. You got the young brother like me, Marcus Banks. We got a tour coming up real soon. We're trying to get the colleges to jump on board. I hope a lot of these colleges is listening. Because, you know, we can do anything. We can do a show without cursing. We can do a show with cursing. We can do magic tricks. We can make believe that you in Alaska, but we really in your state. You know what I'm saying? So it's like we just want to be appreciated at times. Like, this ain't an easy job. This is one of these jobs that you got to really sit down and cater to a lot of people. Like, not just 65,000, not just 25,000, not just 25 people. It's times where you bring your material on the road, and you got to make sure the same way you did in New York, they're going to gravitate when you're in Arizona or when you're in Canada or if you're in Europe.
Yes, sir. That's right. And, you know, we can't forget Guy Coleman and Cousin Corn.
Oh, yeah. It's one thing, like, I felt like this was one show that I really had the time in my life. You know, I was disappointed with the attendance.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was really disappointed with the attendance, but these are some of the shows where you really could have your best shows, because there was a point where they all came to laugh. Even though it was a late start, they was there from the start to the finish.
That's right.
And that's what I really appreciated. I appreciated the love. I appreciated, you know, the people that added me on Facebook after that. I appreciated the pictures that I took. That made me feel like my job was done that night.
Yes, sir, because it turned into a family affair. Instead of a real big gathering, it turned into a nice, cozy family affair, you know what I mean? And I know I enjoyed myself, you know. And I, I, st- still mad at you for getting on me because you get on everybody, but you know that's the world, man. Without humor, you mean we don't got nothing, man. You know, so I ain't really mad at you. I hate to be joked on in front of 100 people, like, but that's all part of the game. And when you can't laugh at yourself, man, leave it alone, man.
That's the crazy part.
Yeah, you know, I forgot what you said. You said something about, man, you get off the mic, and this brother got the mic smelling like frankincense and musk.
Yeah, he over there smelling like cocoa, mango, musk. over there smelling better than 125. You mixing the oil?
and the ladies loved you, man. That was a ball. We had a ball that night. You know, that was a Quanisa Jackson function, you know, and her mother Lolo, she throws one every year at the Remington Boys Club. And the money also.
Next year we looking into the Radisson.
Word. You know, the money for that fund also helps children in school and their education. So everybody's trying to do something, man. I can't wait to politic with you after the show because I want to be part of this thing for the YTL because I was once an MVP player for the YTL. I still got my trophies up, you know what I mean? I did my thing with the football league, and now it's time to give back, you know, because God has also blessed me just a little bit more in these days.
Yeah.
So, you know, God is good, man. We love it, man. So what you got next, Marcus? What's coming up? Where can the people see you next? What's the very next event, man?
July 10th, I'm in New York City. People, just check out my website, MarcusBankComedy.com. July 12th, I'm also in the city. July 11th, I'm in the city. My next local event, I don't have one of those, but July 15th, I'm out at Melba's on 125th in Harlem. So if you want to come out to that, tickets is $10. You know, I just appreciate that people could come. Even if you repost that I'm going to be someplace, I appreciate that. But I can't appreciate I'm going to try to make a show. You know, I'd rather you just be honest with me. Like, if you can't make it, at least put it on your Facebook. Put it on your Twitter, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
That's the love I'm looking for. That's about it.
Well, you know, you found a home here, brother. So anytime you're doing something, like I said, you know, I got shows Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday. You give it to us, and we'll promote you the way you deserve to be promoted because you're a young, good, positive brother, you know what I mean, from New Rochelle, New York, stemming from City Park, and you deserve everything that you get from any angle that it comes from, brother.
I'm from Lincoln, man. I'm a Lincoln ad boy, man. I'm Lincoln.
Lincoln Ave boy?
Yeah, I'm a Lincoln Ave boy. I ain't from City Park.
A lot of people claiming you from City Park, man.
Oh, that's bad. Don't put me in this category. I'm Lincoln.
L.A. boy for life, huh?
Yeah, that's it. L.A. boy for life. You know, I'm all about the Ave stuff, man. This is my lane. You know, I respect City Park, the Harley. But I'm Lincoln, baby.
That's right. That's what I'm talking about. We want to give a shout-out to everybody in Hartley Housing. You know what I mean? We praying for y'all. I know it's a struggle over there right now, looking like Baghdad. They're camming everything down, all these toxic gases all around you, and they're not protecting us. But I just want you to know that you're in my prayers. And you're
they can knock down the project, but they can't knock us down.
That's right. It can't knock your spirit down. You know what I mean? We're going to do some more videos out there for Key to Speed. We got good things going to keep the spirits up. You know, we just dropped a new single on the Key to Speed project called #Wizzo. It's called Bring It Back. Y'all can catch that on my Facebook page, Timmy Scribby Hunter. You know, you can catch it on Marcus Banks' page. You know, we promoting this good, positive music for good, positive brothers. As y'all know, Key to Speed was murdered brutally and unnecessarily on January 10th of 2014, and justice has not been served yet. But as we continue to preach it and do good music and promote being your brother's and your sister's keeper, that's what we're going to do until we receive justice, not just on Keita's case, but justice all around New Rochelle, because there's injustice everywhere, in every borough, every state, every city, and that's what we're about. The new thing is be your brother's keeper. Stop the violence. Yo.
Yeah, happy Keita Speed.
AAK, #Wizzo. Yo, Marcus, it was a pleasure having you, man.
Yo, I thank you for having me, man.
Oh, man, you're welcome, King. You know I love you, little bro. We'd like to get you back as soon as possible. Like I said, man, tomorrow night, You know, we do the hip-hop and R&B. Friday night, we got the R&B show, hip-hop show. We love to get you on one of those shows, man, so you could really let loose, man, and act a fool, you know?
Yeah. I'm a little constipated, but not too much.
Yeah, man, it was a blessing, man. Yo, we love you, King, and we salute you, ladies and gentlemen. Marcus!
Marcus!
Yeah, that's my boy, man, Marcus Banks. Really good dude. You might see him in the street with a gold Honda and a black hood. That be the one, you know. And shout at him, you know what I mean? Say hi, scream, blow a kiss. He's one of them guys that'll stop his car and pull out. Like he said, if you need five and he got two, you can have that. He's a really good brother. And he's doing a lot of good things in the town of New Rochelle, Mount Vernon, White Plains, Yonkers, Scarsdale, Greenberg, Poughkeepsie. You know, Florida, Detroit, Alaska, Orlando, Kansas, Arizona. The boy's everywhere, and he's running with the world-famous comedian talent from Mount Vernon, New York. So, you know, you'll support him. Go to that Facebook page, Marcus Banks, and support him. Follow him wherever he goes. I just got a text from my good friend, and she said she wants to hear I Need Thee. So I'm going to give you a quick version of that. Because, you know, I live for the people and I live for the spirituality of people and uplifting them through my musical ministry. I need thee, oh, I need thee every hour. I need thee. Oh, bless me. Me now, my Savior, I come to thee. I need thee, oh, I need thee. Every hour I need thee. Oh, bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee. Praise God, praise God. I'm wondering if my producer got another song lined up for us. You know, God is good. I'd like to welcome y'all and thank y'all for tuning in to the Crossroad Temple Gospel Show. Once again, this is Brother Timothy Hunter, a.k.a. Scribby from Hartley. And we just salute y'all. We salute you in all five boroughs, all the states, 914-718-212. Everybody listening and in the range of the sound of my voice. We love you, man. God bless you, and we wish you many blessings, and may the grace and mercy surround you at all times. Never forget to pray. Like we said, there's a lot of injustice going on. Keep your guns in your bags. Keep your knives in your pocket. You get on your knees and start praying for this, for justice and equality. Pray for it, because prayer is powerful. You send those blessings up, and they fall down. And you better believe that, and that's all I can say. If you don't believe it, you know, then you'll see the repercussions of that. But if you believe it and you pray faithfully and honestly, earnestly, you will receive. You will receive, and that's all I know, because me, 7 bullet wounds, broken spine, jail time, and I'm still here, and I'm being blessed abundantly. So I know how good God is, and I know how good prayer is, because my mama, Barbara Ann Hawkins Hunter, she prays for me heavy every day and every night. And I feel the blessings when I don't even know what's going on. I say, that must be my mama. And I know there's a lot of people in New Rochelle that I love and that love me. And they're also praying for me and for my well-being and my spirituality. And even though I'm not a perfect man every day, I strive to be. I strive to be the best that I can be. You know, I try to correct the things that come out of my mouth and the feelings that dwell in my heart so I can be a better person when I'm met in person by other people. And it's a struggle, but, you know, that's why Jesus died on the cross, because he knew we weren't perfect and he knew that we would sin again and again. So, you know, I'm thankful for having a provisional God, a God of understanding, a God of mercy and grace, you know. Brother Timothy right here, a.k.a. Scribby. I love y'all. Crossroad Temple Gospel Show.
Thank you. Scribby right here.